My delegation wishes to welcome all members of the Advisory Committee and takes note of the contributions made by all speakers on today's discussion. Indonesia acknowledges the important role plastics play in society, but emphasizes the need to manage them responsibly. It is essential to balance environmental goals with economic and social priorities in a way that is sustainable and fair for all. Especially for developing countries, it is essential to ensure the necessary support and means to tackle global plastic pollutions effectively over time. We therefore reiterate our full support for actions to eliminate global plastic pollutions and mitigate its risks to human health, well-being, and the environment. On this note, our delegation offers the following observations and recommendations for the study. First, the scope of the comprehensive study mandated by Decision 56/117 must be more focused. The study must be factually and scientifically based and focus on the real impacts of plastic pollution. We urge that the key terms used in the study be grounded in solid scientific evidence and established through international consensus rather than being introduced prematurely. The study must strictly connect the impacts of plastic pollution to global efforts in promoting and protecting human rights. It is essential for all stakeholders to clearly understand these issues to enable comprehensive and effective discussion within the Human Rights Council. At the same time, care must be taken to avoid overlapping with the mandates of other intergovernmental bodies or processes better suited to address specific aspects. Second, the study must look into the issue of capacity and access to advanced technologies for developing countries. Addressing technological disparities is critical to effectively manage plastic waste. Solutions on global plastic pollutions must be timely, affordable, and equitable to prevent imbalanced responsibilities compared to developed nations. We encourage the Advisory Committee to consider our recommendations in the study. Specifically, we highlight the need to address technology gaps and ensure dedicated financing for developing countries. On this note, we ask the members of the Advisory Committee. One, will the study include an evaluation of the economic and social benefits of plastics, particularly in supporting industries, jobs, and livelihoods in developing countries, while addressing their potential negative impact? Second, will the study ensure that the right to development for developing countries are upheld in global efforts to address plastic pollutions, thus ensuring that recommendations coming from the study are practical and economically viable? I thank you.